Narrator. Ms. Steinberg and Ada cross their fingers and hope for the best as the interview begins. Tate Chandler. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here with a late-breaking, heartbreaking story. The Benny Goodman Middle School Orchestra from Cincinnati, Ohio, was scheduled to play at the White House tomorrow afternoon, but unfortunately, their musical instruments and luggage were inadvertently routed to Japan instead of Washington, D.C. Let's let the students tell you a little bit about how they got here and what this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity means to them. This is Tim Ng. Tim? Tim, hesitating. Yes? Tate Chandler. I understand you and the rest of the Goodman students earned all the money to pay for your trip. How did you do that? Tim, taking a deep breath. Well, we did a lot of things. But Patty and Dylan thought of our best fundraising activity. Tate Chandler. That would be Patty Hirsch and Dylan Boone. Patty, what was your idea? Patty. We decided to do a pie-throwing booth. Dylan and I thought of it at the same time, but Tim gave us the inspiration for our idea. Tate Chandler. And Dylan, tell our viewers how they can help. Dylan. We'd appreciate it if we could borrow instruments, music stands, and sheet music so we can play tomorrow at the White House. Scene 5. The next day. At the hotel. Narrator. The television station was flooded immediately with offers of trumpets, clarinets, drums, violins, and even a piano. Soon, other television stations and newspapers arrived at the hotel to interview the students. Ada. Well, the bad news is that my aunt confirms that we won't get our instruments until tomorrow evening. But the good news is that we don't need them. You guys were so charismatic on television. I couldn't believe how natural you looked. Ms. Steinberg. And the most important thing is that you all worked together and took turns, and you gave each other credit. Dylan. It was easy. Patty and I realized that we are to the orchestra as... Patty. Bees are to a hive.